What's going on, guys? Welcome to the podcast. This is episode one.
I'm Michael Glover.
And my name is Kennedy Alexander Robertson. And this is the
Michael Kennedy Doesn't Get It.
Yes, that's a pretty interesting name. It's a work in progress, actually, that we kind of came up with the name of this podcast.
This is something that's been a long time coming. You know, but this is we're officially taking our maiden voyage, and I think we're officially making this happen. So I'm excited to be here tonight.
Yeah, this is cool, man. So it's like we've been talking about doing this, and here we are, and. Like, it's interesting how we got here.
Yeah,
because we tried the podcast thing before, and it was cool. It sounded good. You guys never heard any of the episodes,
but that's one we're storing that in the vault, and eventually we might let that one out one day. But right now, we're gonna keep it under wraps.
Yeah, like, and so me and Mike met the other day at. Cracker Barrel. Yeah. So we're here in South Carolina, by the way. So we got Cracker Barrels everywhere.
Shout out to Cracker Barrel.
Shout out to Cracker Barrel. Hopefully they'll sponsor us. Yeah. I remember as a kid, man, I didn't want to go out. So it's February 1st, by the way, 2019. And so I'm like super, as a kid, I was like super pro black. And I didn't want to go to Cracker Barrel because I didn't think we were allowed. Like, this is South Carolina, you know, you hear all the stories about growing up in the deep South. Yeah. I didn't think, you know, everybody was allowed at Cracker Barrel. I was just saying like that. I didn't know everybody was allowed. But now it's one of our favorite restaurants. We go there, like, all the time.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's pretty much our restaurant of choice.
Yes. So, no matter what we're doing.
Breakfast.
Breakfast. Yeah. All day. All day.
Doesn't matter what time.
It was like 9 o'clock. It's like, hey, you guys want some dinner menus?
No. Just give me the breakfast menu, please. Right. And we order the same thing. Right. That's the other thing. You always order grandma.
Grandma's breakfast.
And I order mama's pancakes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Grandma pancakes and mama's pancakes. Yeah.
I know you think grandma gives a little extra love.
Yeah, just a little more love. Grandma is, you know, just a little bit more for the babies, you know. I get one less pancake from grandma, though, but she makes it up. She puts cheese in my grits.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so grandma's always looking out.
But, let's share, like, how we got here, man. I think ultimately, Kenny and I, we've known each other, man, for about 14 years.
No, it was longer than that.
Longer?
Right. Yeah. I knew.
2002. I'm sorry. So it's going on 17 years.
Yeah.
So. All right. So we've known each other for about 17 years. Mm-hmm. And we worked together at a summer day camp.
Yeah.
And so we got to know each other. And you know, we kind of kept in touch. I mean, when he graduated, at that time, I was out of college.
You were out of college.
Yes. Yeah. And you were what, sophomore?
Sophomore in high school. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, you were a sophomore in high school. So, so Kenny and I, we, you know, stayed in touch. We worked together for all those years. Mm-hmm. I went to his high school graduation.
Fairfield Central 05?
Didn't know where that place was, which is another story given the fact that I worked there for like 8 years now. But at the time, I didn't know where that was. And we just kept in touch. You know, he did his thing in college, and I was doing my thing here in South Carolina, trying to get a real job. did not know that I should have just stayed in school as long as I could. The real world is hard. Adulting is hard.
Yeah, don't do it, kids.
Just stay in school as long as you can. Be a career student.
Right. I would have, like, for somebody, like, I don't like school. And which is interesting, we're both educators.
Yeah, so there's the irony.
I do not like, anyway, as a student, as a child, I like school. But once I realized, like, my sophomore, junior year, that was like, oh, this is fake. This is fantasy. I need to stay here in the fantasy because the reality is crazy.
Oh, man. No, man. You sit up there, you stay, you got a meal plan. What? Man. That's a roof. The only thing you have to pay is, like, if you have a cell phone bill. And at the time when I was in school, it was a beeper.
Oh, wow. You know,
yeah.
Yeah. What's a beeper, Mr. Glover?
A beeper, man. Come on now. Y'all know what a beeper is. You know, people call the number. You hit it. Doo, 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 and you enter in the phone number from which you call it. Yeah. I get the beep on the other end. See the number. Call it back. You know.
My only reference for a beeper is actually the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, Lord.
And it was... it was the episode where Aunt Vivian, the second Aunt Vivian was... Yeah. Oh, no, it was the first Aunt Viv. She was about to give birth. They were at the hospital.
Yeah.
And Uncle Phil and Will were running through the hospital. Oh, they got stuck on the elevator. And Will got the... y'all can't see I'm acting like I got a beeper on my waist.
Yes, but this is an audio podcast.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he got the beep. It came through and...
He said that and he's still holding his hand.
Yeah, I am. So, I mean, just let me act this out, okay? So Uncle Phil goes, he snatched the beeper from Will. It's like, is that Vivian? And they looked at the number. And he's like, oh, he got upside down, Uncle Phil. Oh, no, that's a honey from, you know, whatever. And that's my only
reference
to what a beeper is. And that's also funny because, so we have some time trying to figure out, what are we going to name this podcast?
Speaking of Fresh Prince, I'm going to be honest with you. I was feeling the first one. I can't lie. So we were coming up with names. And, so, and I know we've digressed. And let me just wrap this up before we go any further.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, bottom line is Kenny and I we you know, after he got out of school and came back to South Carolina, we met back up. I mean, he was in my wedding. He was an usher in my wedding and everything else. And we just kept in touch. And so we've been hanging out last few years and stuff. And one of the things that we do, we just enjoy joking around. We just enjoy having a good time. Sometimes we'll have deep conversations, sometimes about religion. It could be about sports. It could be about movies. And ultimately, when we were talking, Kenny was just basically saying, you know, hey, we should record this.
We should record. People should hear what we're saying.
Yes, because you care and you don't know that you care yet.
Right.
So here we are, you know, here we are. Yes. And so we were kicking around the idea of what's going to be our name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a joke, well, initially it was chemotherapy.
Yeah, that's the old podcast.
That was our old podcast. That was our initial podcast. It was chemotherapy, and chemo standing for...
Okay, so it was three of us. Key was the me. I was the key. I'm Kenny. And then
I was the...
That's what your lady say to you, man. She don't believe what you're saying. I was really...
Yeah.
So Mike was the... and Otis...
Is the... And... But shout out to Otis.
Shout out to Otis, man. Otis
can get ghosts sometimes.
Yeah.
So do we really want to tie him to this? Otis gets a little ghost sometimes.
Yeah.
So we said, we might need to change it. And not only that, but we definitely want to be sensitive to those, you know, who are going through, you know, cancer and who may actually be going through chemo. We didn't want to make that a joke or anything like that.
Yeah.
We thought it was clever, but at the same time, you know, it could be considered insensitive. So we wanted to stay away from that one.
Like H&M shirt, coolest monkey in the playground in the jungle.
Too soon.
Too soon.
So one of the ones that we kicked around, I was thinking of
this is Mike's idea.
This was my idea, man. I was like, what about the Will Smith podcast? I mean, he's both of our... Hey, he's one of my favorite actors, man.
Definitely my favorite
actor. Yeah, this is a shout out. And I figured... time out. Now, listen. This is my logic.
Oh,
I figured if we eventually blew up big enough...
Uh-huh.
Will Smith might actually try to call in...
Right.
...to find out what's this about. And boom, we got a celebrity guest.
Right.
Just like that. Then we really take off.
But how much, like, Will Smith information could we share with the world? Like, it's like how long could we keep, like...
I've seen... Look, man, I've seen a lot of Will Smith movies.
Okay.
I seen all Fresh Prince.
Right.
I mean, I feel like Will Smith has been a part of my life since I was in middle school.
Oh, definitely. Huge influence on a lot of things I do. Probably 90% of the things that I do.
I mean, this is from... Parents just don't understand. Like, I was like, yo, I like this guy.
Yeah.
So,
I'm here for that one. But yeah
I'm saying 20 plus years later,
yeah.
Will Smith is still the man. So I figured, shout out to Will.
Shout out to Will.
That was shot down.
Right.
Will, not me though. It wasn't me, Will.
Yeah. Will, I love you, man. Speaking of Will, bro, I'm drinking y'all's water right now. Pause. I'm
not. We got another sponsor.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel was our first. Apparently, our second is
Just Water.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of Just Water?
I've never heard of it.
You're not a big. You don't love Will Smith like you say you love Will Smith.
He
man.
Sponsors it,
bro. This is him and his son's water. This is Jaden's water.
Oh, did not know that. I said like Will.
Yeah, Just Water. This is their water.
Did not know that.
You gotta get. See, Mike's gotta get back on social media, but we'll talk.
Hey,
about
man.
That.
We'll, yeah.
This is their water.
Okay.
So yeah,
shout out to you.
100% spring water. So
yeah, all
right. That's right up my alley.
Okay.
Another name. Okay, so yo, we're sitting in Cracker Barrel and like we're just brainstorming. So you know when you're brainstorming, we don't shoot down anything immediately. It might get shot down later, but not immediately. So, I was looking around, we're in Cracker Barrel, and see the sign that says Moor Man, Moor Man, like...
M-O-O-R.
Yeah, like the
was
people...
Was there an E at the end of that?
No.
M-O-O-R.
So, the Moors, like the ones that invaded...
From North Africa,
wherever they're from. You're the history guy, wherever they're from.
Yeah, North Africa.
And they invaded Europe.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah, apparently February 1st. That's why we have Black History Month.
So, yeah. So, I say, hey, Moor Man show. Because it's like, Moor Man. It's like it's a real manly show. It's like a play on words.
Ladies, I was trying to help y'all out. I said, look, man, we want to open this up for everybody. We love everybody.
Then I said, the Moor Man show.
Mo Man. Yeah. I don't need to perpetuate any stereotypes, Mo.
Like
we can't, because we can't speak. Two educators can't speak. So, so eventually, Kenny actually came up with it, and we were talking about Mike and Kenny doesn't get it, and I kind of liked it. We played around with that. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, what if we put our two names together?
Yeah.
Michael Kennedy, which is Kenny's real name. Michael Kennedy doesn't get it. And so, hence the play on words, hence the joke. And a podcast was born.
It was born right there in Cracker Barrel.
In Cracker Barrel.
A week before February.
Hey, man, that sounds like at least a free stack of pancakes. I don't know.
Right. A stack? I don't think I eat a stack at Cracker Barrel.
They are big. They're bigger than IHOP's, but I do like some IHOP's as well.
So. I know. You know who a stack of pancakes I could eat?
Who's that?
Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. I could do that.
Sponsor number three.
That could be y'all jingles, Kiki. Holla at me. Kiki's Chicken and Waffles. I won't sing it. We'll get somebody real southern.
So question. Kenny, why don't we tell them what is it that we can look forward to in this podcast coming up?
Man, this podcast is going to be really fun. They're going to get an opportunity to hear our thoughts on topics ranging from anywhere. We're talking about sports, things that's going on in pop culture, movies, because we go to the movies at least once a month because Marvel decided, hey, we're going to use all our superheroes and we're going to throw them at you every month.
So we got to eat it up. And Marvel's putting it out. We got to see what they're talking about.
We got to see what they're talking about. So we got that. We're going to talk about, sports, pop culture, movies,
hip-hop,
histories. Oh, music. Yes.
Music.
Especially hip-hop.
Yes.
No offense to the other genres, but hip-hop is something we both love and both are influenced by.
I think hip-hop, you can do a little bit more debate than like R&B, for example. How you sit up there and say, who was the better, the crooner? Marvin Gaye or, Teddy Pendergrass.
Ooh.
Hey, man, wow. I mean, mama, you know, but either way, you got here by one of them.
By the end of the night, something was coming off.
Something, Luther, Teddy, right. Somebody got you here. So I said, right. You know, really, it's not too much debate. But I figured with hip-hop, we can, yeah. we can play around with that. So,
right.
You know, Kenny and I, we talk a lot. We have a lot of banter, and we figured, you know what? Why don't we introduce ourselves to the rest of the world and let the world give their take on our banter. You know, I'm hoping I get some victories. I score some victories in some of these debates. So, you know,
It's going to be fun because Mike is well-versed. He's well-studied. I'm kind of shoot from the hip.
Yeah. Oh, and wait, time out. Speaking of which, that was the other name, Jack of No Trades.
Oh, yeah. See, because we're all over the place and we know a little bit
about everything. Know a little bit about a lot, but not a lot about...
A little.
Don't
know a lot about a little. So we're not expert level.
Yeah. We dabble in stuff.
We dabble.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a... Man, I forgot about that. The Jack of No Trades. Hey, somebody's looking for a podcast now.
There you go. That's a freebie. Just Jack give us a shout out, please.
Right.
Just give us credit.
Tell them you got it from Mike Kennedy.
There you go. Well, again, we really hope that everybody enjoys the podcast. You know, we'll have some more coming up. We're going to keep our podcast, you know... We'll see how everything flows, but you know, 30 minutes of your time, maybe, you know, listen to us on a commute home from work or
on the way to work.
On the way to work, you know, something to just brighten up your day a little bit. You know, hey.
Yeah, this is gonna be good.
It's gonna be fun. So I look forward to it. I look forward to meeting you all. And Kenny.
Hey man, see you guys around or well, I guess technically I won't see his audio podcast. But you get what I'm saying. Follow us on social media. Mike is on Facebook. Michael Glover.
He's
on
Junior.
Junior. Yeah, don't follow his dad because his dad don't play.
No. Well, I would say follow me, but I might not accept you at first.
This is right.
I might not accept you. Yeah, I might not accept you at first, but you know.
So y'all gonna have to follow the fan page, the Michael Kennedy fan page. That's what you guys are gonna have to do.
There you go. That'll be best.
Because not only does Michael Senior don't play, Cordelia Glover don't play. So
shout out, shout out to the missus.
Right. So, but yeah, you definitely follow the Michael Kennedy fan page. Definitely follow if you want to follow me personally at Funny Money Ken on Instagram and Twitter. And we'll see you guys next time. Peace.